Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. If you want to hit or exceed your sales targets this year, you need to create a cohesive team that works well together. Infighting on the sales team or infighting between sales department and other departments will lead to lost business. In fact, we were working with a company 1 year who lost a $250,000 account because the sales team and the engineering team didn't trust each other enough to communicate. I don't know about you, but most of my clients don't want to lose a $250,000 deal because of infighting between two departments in their company. So here are some tips on how to create a cohesive sales team. One, make sure you hire salespeople who are both team-oriented, but also self-competitive. Now, I know that might seem a little counterintuitive, or those two things might seem mutually exclusive, but I think what's really important is to hire salespeople who are used to working on teams or competing with teams, but also have a strong sense of self-competitive nature, meaning they want to win. Number two, make sure that you're communicating cross-departmentally on a regular basis. Bring in your engineering teams or your implementation teams, your customer service teams, so that you can have cross-functional meetings to make sure that what they're doing and what your sales team is doing are affecting each other in a positive way and people are engaged in serving the customer. Number three, within the sales team itself, make sure that everybody on the team is very clear on what their territory is and how they're being paid. Do not leave any gray areas. Sales teams often find dysfunction when people are unsure. Is that my lead or your lead? Am I getting paid on that? Am I not getting paid on that? So create very strong territory agreements and compensation agreements that don't leave any gray area. Also, as the sales leader, make sure you're not selling directly. Some of the most dysfunctional sales teams that I have coached are dysfunctional because the sales leader is competing against the sales team. Your job is not to sell directly against your team. It's to help each salesperson close more business. The last thing when it comes to creating a cohesive team that works well together is to celebrate success. Dysfunctional sales teams are often dysfunctional because all they hear is the bad news or the negative. Now, I know you're thinking, hey, motivate them, celebrate. I pay them a commission, don't I? Well, it's not quite as simple as that. Good salespeople leave organizations when they feel that they're not being recognized. So celebrate big wins. Make sure that people feel like they're contributing. Ask for their opinions. Celebrate when they win a new customer. If customer service or engineering or implementation has also helped in that win, make sure you include them in the congratulations as well. A happy, motivated sales team that knows how it's going to be paid and communicates throughout the organization is the best team to help you exceed your sales goals. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.